Hi, welcome to episode 12 of Drive to Success, a podcast made by Athena Racing's Student Advisory Board. I'm Luxita, your host for this episode.
I'm Mihika, Athena Racing's podcast manager.
And I'm Loxley, Athena Racing's executive producer.
Today, we're here with a special guest. He's an American actor and producer. He starred in the movie Speed Racer and is best known for his role as Justin on the sitcom Hope and Faith. He started acting when he was 7, has been in 15 TV shows and films, and produced over 5 movies. Please welcome Polly Litt.
Hey guys, I'm Polly Litt, and I'm just so excited to be here, talk about STEM, and see what you guys have been up to with Athena Racing, especially during these crazy times nowadays during COVID.
Let's get started with finding out more about the stories that have made you who you are. We want to know more about you and how you transitioned from acting to producing. Here is our first question. So, I know you started acting at the age of 7. How did you manage it all? I'm 13 and I juggle a lot with school, family, and Athena Racing. But at 7, to be acting full-time, going to school, and spending time with family must have been a lot to juggle. How did you do it?
You know, it's crazy to look back and think. But I was very blessed and very grateful to have a wonderful support system, as I'm sure you guys do yourself. I was raised by my mother, my grandmother, and my sister. And my mother instilled at me at a very young age, there was work time and there was play time. And it was a clear separation when I stepped in to act, I was acting. And when I stepped in to, you know, do school, I was doing school. And it was always about focusing on one thing at a time. Sometimes as humans, we tend to try to juggle a bunch of things at once. And it's really quite impossible, I've learned, or at least myself, I can't do it. So I tend to sort of put the blinders on, like horse racing, not really like car racing, and focus on that one thing until it's completely accomplished. And then once that's done, I move on to the next thing. And I do trip up from time to time, especially when you're younger, and you learn to really do that more and more with everything.
You know, Polly, I have to say this matches a lot with the professional race car drivers that I talk to, because when they sit down in the seat of that race car, that is the only thing they focus on, and they could have been having a bad day at work or some kind of crazy thing happened. That all goes away the minute they sit down. It is pure extreme focus. So I think you would make a great race car driver.
Well, you know, Spritel always wanted to be a race car driver in Speed Racer, but Pops would never let him get behind the wheel, so we always had to sneak in the trunk of the Mach 5, that is Chim Chim and I.
Yeah, and that transitions perfectly into our next question. So other than your obvious connection to race cars and Speed Racer, which is our passion here at Athena, what are your other interests in STEM? Being a producer, I can only say that there's a lot of technology and engineering involved in your day-to-day on set.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even begin to tell you and tell anybody the just magnificent artistry that every single person on set brings. And truly, they all bring to life this picture that we all get to, you know, sit at home and eat popcorn and don't really think about it. But as you guys know, whether you're on the track or whether you're building something in a laboratory, whatever it might be, there's just a million and one little details that go into this whole picture. It's incredible to watch. And as a producer, we have the privilege to watch that. And to be honest, that was a big reason for a transition for me. Acting, sort of, especially being a child actor, you kind of go on set, you do your job, and then you're done. And that's true even as you get older into the adult world. We're producing, you get to read this piece of paper with words on it, work with a few people, then bring on more people, and then one day, 6 months, a year, 2 years, sometimes 10 years down the line, you get to sit in a movie theater and watch it. And that, for me, was, it blows my mind every single time. I still get goosebumps. I still get butterflies. I still get nervous, excited, all of these things every single day I step onto a set. It never goes away. And to be honest, I would love to talk to people who say it does go away. Because I think the minute that goes away is when you stop having fun with it, you know?
Interesting. So I'm guessing that you still remember your teenage years pretty well, even though in your interviews you come across as the oldest 8-year-old I've ever heard. Studies show that girls have a big interest in STEM until they hit their mid-teens, when their interest wanes and boys become more important. What advice would you give to young girls who love STEM?
Keep at it. Keep going at it. You know, whether it's STEM, whether it's racing, whether it's film for me, whatever it might be, don't give up. I mean, things are going to get hard. There's going to be walls that you encounter. You got to go through them, go around them, go under them, whatever it may be, just to keep going. There will be other interests, I'm sure, like boys or girls or whatever it may be. But those things sort of come and go, don't they?
Yeah. So how did you gain your confidence? The interviews that I watched, you were amazing. You owned the stage. What did you do to practice and build those skills?
It's interesting. When I was little, I used to just talk to myself in the mirror. The reason I started acting was probably Ace Ventura is my favorite movie growing up. I don't know if you guys remember these, or you probably don't. But those VHSs, they're kind of like DVDs, only you have to rewind them every time. Well, I broke about 3 VHSs because I would watch this movie so many times until I could go into the mirror and mimic every single word and every facial expression. And I would just, you learn to, or even at a young age, I knew those butterflies that were there could be used. You know, if you sort of lock them in and hone them, you use that to help you, you know, not stop you.
Very cool. Speaking of interviews, how do you keep your audience entertained?
Oh, you know, I tell you, there's a lot of factors, but the most important, which you guys have been, is having a good host. When you're in an interview, tennis is only as good as the person you're playing with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ping pong, anything, you know. So it really is nice to be able to play off of each other and be able to hit the tennis ball back and forth. And whether it's acting or being in an interview, you can tell when you watch a bad interview, because that tennis ball goes over and it stops. You know, it doesn't come back. And the same is true with acting. When you're in a scene with someone, it is nice to be able to play back and forth. And even I've been fortunate enough and lucky to work with some great writers who allow us as actors to have free rein and play around a little bit and not be so, you know, go off the book and not be so scripted.
Interesting. So in the movie Speed Racer, you had a best friend who was a chimpanzee. How was your experience with that?
Willie and Kenzie were the best. We had two chimpanzees, and I went to Northern California for a couple weeks before we went to Germany, which is where we filmed Speed Racer. We played around. I got to hang out with them, and I got to observe just how incredibly intelligent they are and how humanistic they are. I mean, it's just incredible. We had our own secret handshake that only the three of us knew, and we do it every day when we saw each other. And it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Oh, wow. That sounds extremely fascinating.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So did you ever get turned down for a role? And if so, how did you overcome it?
Oh, gosh. We don't even have enough time on this phone call to tell you how many times I've gotten turned down for a role. How many times I've been so close to getting a role. It's just one of those things. I mean, not everybody's going to like you. You're not always going to do a great job. I've had times when I thought I had a great audition and turned out I had a bad audition. And some of the worst auditions I thought I had, I wound up getting the job. But at the end of the day, you just got to keep it moving and keep it grooving. And I remember when I was 6 years old, I went out. I think it was my first audition, which was an Oreos commercial, which I was very, very fortunate. I got my first audition I ever went on back in the day. And I remember there was a little boy crying in the room because I guess he had a bad audition or they said, no, thank you. And I turned to my mother dead serious and I said, there's no crying in this business.
Polly, you are the oldest, youngest man I've ever met in my life. That is one of the smartest things in the world to ever say as a young child when you're on an interview.
You can't. I mean, listen, you just got to keep going and keep swinging the bat, and eventually you're gonna make contact and you'll get to first base.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what this whole story of life is all about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I couldn't tell you how many times, and it's different, in my field, in my world, we'll have an audition, then you can have a callback, then you can meet with the directors and the producers, and you can go through all of this. You could go to network for a TV show, which I've done, and then for whatever reason, you're just not picked. And, in my field, it's not maybe necessarily because you're acting. Maybe because you have brown hair and they want the son to look more like the mother instead of the father. So it's variables that you can't even control.
Well, it was great talking with you today, Polly, and hearing about your experiences in acting and producing. I had a wonderful time.
Thank you guys so much. I had a fantastic time talking with you guys. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing because it's incredible. Just know this whole quarantine thing will end. Everything will go back to normal, and hopefully we'll meet on the track one day.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much again for taking the time to speak with us and for sharing your experiences.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of our podcast, Drive to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our social media, which are linked below.